It's Cofield and Company.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
It is Cofield and Company on this Tuesday. No Steve Cofield, obviously you can tell that because he's not talking right now. Adam Hill in for Steve. You heard him earlier in the day. And you know what I'm in here. It just gets crazy. It's chaotic time, so that's what it'll be for the next 3 hours. No question about it. Never know where this show is going to go when we are in here with no Steve. No leader to steer us the right way. So we can do whatever we want today. And so I have a couple of things for you throughout the show. But first things first, we do have Tyler Bischoff here from Technically Correct. Earlier in the day, I wanted to make sure we've been playing a lot of clips from his show. I wanted to just actually bring him in, let our audience kind of meet him, and then, you know, as they can find him earlier in the day. So
I'm not important, though. Skip ahead to what's really important.
What's really important, we kept Ari around from the earlier show, and this is actually to help you also. So while you're on our show, just so you know, there is no cursing during the breaks. That is a rule that we implemented because it was a huge problem in here. And you never know when the microphone might accidentally be on. So we have a no cursing during the break rule. And we are keeping track. Whoever has the most curses at the end has to buy everybody dinner that's in the contest.
End of what?
We don't know. See, those are the kind of things we say that we're doing this. We don't know. We don't know where dinner is. We don't know when it's going to be. Nobody has any idea. Maybe it'll be soon because somebody might be leaving soon from the show. We'll find out. But we don't know what the rules are, when it ends, anything like that. All we know is we have to continue to keep track of that. And earlier today, two of the company members, Steve Cofield, Ryan McKinnell, were on. They filled in on Press Box. And one of the first things I asked Ari, because he ran the show today when I got here, was, oh, how many curses did they have? Did they rack up any on the count meter, which we're going to put under this new thing that Christy designed pretty soon. So we'll put it out. We put it out on Twitter. We might put it out officially in studio. How many curses did they rack up? Is anybody in real trouble as far as taking the lead or, you know, putting things away? So what happened today, Ari? How many curses did they have?
I didn't count any. I almost had one, which is the controversial G damn, which is not a curse.
Okay.
But when I called Steve out on that, because I was so excited to get him, he said, nah, we're lifting it today.
No, absolutely not. That is not. So it wasn't even like a set thing. It was just Steve saying, no, we're not counting today?
Yeah, I didn't get into it with him.
Earlier in the day, we could just throw curses around
exactly.
At will?
Willy-nilly.
That's completely ridiculous. Chrissy, what is the count? Do you have it right now? I thought you had it.
Indeed,
under-
I do.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This is very upsetting to me because I thought that... I really respected Steve up until, what's the date today? Until 8/14/2018.
Yeah, I didn't know you needed help on the year. I thought it was just the month
because
or date.
This was something that we had all agreed upon, and we all decided that we were going to respect, regardless
True.
Of who was here to police it.
I agree with you.
And as of 8/10, which was... our last official count.
Yeah.
You and Steve, Adam and Steve, each had one.
Which I still dispute, but okay, that's fine.
Big Mac, 5.
Okay, well, it's not
Seidel,
surprising.
5.
Okay.
Young Schwab, 2.
Okay.
Between Ari, filling in while I was on vacation, and me, 3.
Okay.
And Gooch just... We didn't. He's not part of it, but
yeah, he's like
we counted 23 in like a three minute conversation.
I mean, if he's in, he's losing. There's no question.
I feel like this definitely would send McKinnell over the edge.
Yeah, if he had a free reign to curse today.
Exactly. I mean, at least I think they at least owe us an explanation and one meal.
Yeah, well, they have to buy the appetizers, I think. For, or like the alcohol, fair. Probably. Okay, well, thank you for the update, and thank you, Ari, for tattling on them.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Good, because I got roasted that. The second I walked in here and didn't even know the rules and said something. And
we know.
Yeah.
That's good. So, thanks, man.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Good job. All right. Well, they got that out of the way. That was exciting.
You guys take this too seriously for not having good enough rules here.
Well, listen.
Like not having an end date or well,
here's
what
the
happens.
Here's the other thing. And I think you might be along the same lines I am. We'll find out. I am ridiculous about the rules. Like, tell me the rules.
Where are the rules for this?
No. But, and usually, this is what I'm setting up. Usually, we do a contest and it runs off the rails because everybody gets mad because I so am insistent on everybody following the rules. What are the rules? What's the, you know, when does it end? What is the terms? What are we putting on the line? Like, everything to the point where nobody has fun because I'm like, no, we're not going to do just a general contest. What date does it end? When does it start? When does it finish? Who's putting up what? Like, I need to know every single detail before I agree to be in any contest. So this time I was like, all right, fine. I'm not going to do it. I'll just participate. I'll just let everybody else do their thing. I'm not going to ask, where's the dinner? When does the thing end? When does, you know, what are the rules as far as taking days off?
Got to stick to your guns.
No days. No, today's a count. So I didn't do any of that. And this is what we're stuck with.
Yeah, you just stuck to your
guns.
Just
a random, generic, maybe we have this contest going.
But you got a cool sign for it now.
That was thanks to Chrissy.
Can you put the rules on the back of that?
Well, she should have done that when she designed it. No, you're...
Tyler.
You did a very good job. You did a very good job.
We're going to put a little whiteboard underneath it because...
Is that where the rules go?
Yep. That's where the tally goes.
Yeah. So all of that, I'm sure Tyler's very excited that he agreed to be in here for that.
There's a lot of passion, just no organization whatsoever.
I agree with you, but that, again, okay. I'm trying to be cooler. I'm trying to be like, all right, let's just go. Let's just play with it. No, we don't have any picks contests on the shows anymore because that was a disaster. Because I was said, okay, what lines are we using? Oh, we're going to use Westgate lines. Okay, closing at what time? Lines move. What time are we going to lock in the lines to make the picks? These are the things that I ask. And then all of a sudden people are like, oh, we don't want to play with you anymore. Okay, well, this is what happens when I don't set the rules.
Yeah, you got to stick to it, Adam.
Well, you can hear much more exciting things on Technically Correct 10 a.m. here on the station. You've been doing a great job. Tell people what they can expect on Technically Correct.
Las Vegas sports and me thinking I'm smarter than everybody. That's the name of the show. But yeah,
I said that last week. I love the name of the show.
Yeah, it's
fantastic.
I didn't think I was going to come up with a good name. I'm really bad at naming things. I was asking other people what I should name it, but I came up with Technically Correct. I'm pretty
Why
proud
not
of that.
Tyler Bischoff Show.
I don't like that. It just seems so uncreative and like, yeah, it's just not good. Like Cofield and Company is pretty good because you got some alliteration there.
Yeah.
But true. I don't like the generic name show.
You don't have to say you like the name of the show just because you're on. You could say this was bad too.
I mean, it's not great, but it's good.
Okay,
like it's good because it's not just the Steve Cofield show. If it's just a Steve Cofield show. That'd be bad.
That would be bad. And as we said, no Steve today, so you won't get to hear his lovely voice. I'm sure you got enough of it early in the day. We do have a lot to get into, including later on. I think usually when I see a story, I'm like, okay, yeah, like, which you got to react to this? Which way does it go? Very rarely do I see a story and have a combined reaction of confusion, sadness, anger. And believe me, this is not a major story that's going to send shockwaves through the sports world, but I am so conflicted on this story. We'll get into that in the 5 o'clock hour. You'll definitely have to look forward to that. But we do want to stick with a lot of local sports here early on in the program because that is what you're going to hear with Tyler, and that's what he's very good on. We're going to get into some UNLV football and basketball, talk some VGK, some Raiders maybe even a little bit, and we're going to veer off that course a little in about 20 minutes, hear what's going on with the Carolina Panthers, a very intriguing situation right there with everything going on with Cam Newton and what they can be this year. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Raiders talk later on in the program as well. But let's jump right into the football scrimmage from the other night because we talked about this a lot yesterday, but I want to get your take. I'm sure you talked about it as well, but it is a different time of day, so probably different people hearing what you thought about it. We said yesterday I think the easy storyline coming out of that scrimmage was that Armani Rogers struggled. It was what people noticed. It was what Coach Sanchez talked about. It's what reporters, and I was among that group, talked to Armani about. Like, that was the storyline that jumped off the page. Is that fair? Is that the correct storyline?
Yeah, I think so. With Armani Rogers in particular. I mean, he is good, and the offense is going to be good regardless of his accuracy as a passer. They're going to put up points, but if Armani Rogers doesn't improve his accuracy, they're going to lose games this year simply because he's not a good enough passer. Because they'll play teams that can maybe not shut down their running game, but instead of averaging 6.5, 7 yards a carry, they'll play teams that hold them to 4.5 yards a carry. And if Armani can't throw the ball well enough, they'll lose some of those games because you don't have to respect it.
It seems like he can throw the ball well enough deep.
He's got the arm strength.
Which is very weird.
Yeah, he just doesn't have the accuracy to do it, and it's at all levels, too. I mean, you see him throwing a 5-yard slant route, and he hits a guy in the ankles, basically. Like, his accuracy, it's just not good, and it's something that's probably going to be a problem his entire career. Tony Sanchez talked about it being fixable. It's mechanics. He can fix his mechanics. He's going into his third year in this program. They should probably be fixed by now if it's simply mechanics.
Well, and what Tony Sanchez said after the scrimmage the other day was he's making the right decisions, making the right reads. It was just mechanics, as you pointed out. And he said, but the last couple of days of practice, they've been fine. It was just a bad day today. Do you buy that?
I do. I think the silver lining of the it's mechanics, it's fixable, why isn't it fixed yet, is consistency. If you're Armani Rogers and you have bad habits throwing the football, by the time you're a senior, you hope that those bad habits are completely gone, or at least gone 99% of the time. As a sophomore, okay, maybe, you know, 60% of the time you've got good habits and you sort of revert to some bad stuff a little less than half the time. But you just hope that gets better, that the consistency of good habits starts to outweigh the bad habits. So I do buy that, that we've seen Armani Rogers have good games throwing the ball and make really good passes. I mean, you go back to the New Mexico game when he leads him down the field. He made 3 unbelievable passes in a row. And we've seen him do that. It's just he doesn't do that often. Like, that's not the norm for him to throw guys open, which they don't really need him to do all right of the time. Just there are times where he's going to have to make throws, and it's, you know, a 50-50 chance that he can make those throws right now.
You know, watching the other day, I think it was a little bit unfair for him in that situation, in that what he does a lot is make plays with his legs, and they weren't really allowing anything downfield. Like, anytime a linebacker was in 10 yards.
He got tackled twice, though. There were 2 plays where he got tackled. I was like, I didn't think they were going to let that happen.
No, but I think what happened was early in the scrimmage, the referees were calling the play dead when a defender was in like 10 yards. If a defender was within 10 yards, they were blowing it dead. And I think somebody said, okay, at least let them get close enough to touch him.
Touch.
Right, at least let somebody touch him. And then it got too far where there was contact made. And there was kind of contact made, and then I saw one where he just kind of got – the defender just kind of wrapped him up, and then they fell down together. Like, that, you don't want to see that
too
happening.
Too much. Too big of a risk.
Yeah, you don't want to see that happening, for sure. But I guess I'll go to that. How much of a risk is it? How much of a drop-off is it if Armani Rogers is not playing?
You saw it last year with Johnny Stanton. And even though they won games, the offense
NFL
went,
player, Johnny Stanton.
That's right. NFL fullback, Johnny Stanton. Yes. You saw it last year where their points per 60 minutes with Armani Rogers was 32 points. With Johnny Stanton, it was about 24. So they were scoring, you know, a touchdown less per game with Stanton in there. Because when Stanton came in, they went to game management. They wanted to kill the clock. They wanted to run the ball. And every pass was within 15 yards. So they completely changed their offense when Armani Rogers went out there. They're no longer explosive. Now, last year, that seemed to help the defense a little bit. They got a little bit more of a rest, and they had some of their best games with Stanton at quarterback. But it's a big drop. Armani Rogers, as much as this week I've kind of crapped on him as a passer, he is unbelievably explosive. Like, as far as running the ball goes, there's not many teams in the Mountain West that have, you know, 3 or 4 guys that can tackle him one-on-one. Like, it's just not something that exists in this conference for very many teams with multiple players. So him running the ball, you have to have it, and he's so good at it that it's just like him. UNLV's running game is unbelievable.
And I will make the same argument I made with the Buffalo Bills last year and the year before of being one of the best rushing teams in the league. When you have a quarterback that's that dynamic athletically, it does open running lanes for running backs. You can't say that the quarterback in his ability has nothing to do with the running game. It's not two separate things. If you are able to, you know, move defenders around the field that are so worried about the quarterback beating you with his legs, it's going to open running lanes for other guys. So, you know, I hear people say the running game and the passing game, sometimes they're related.
Lessington Thomas's best runs come off of zone reads where the defensive end keys on the quarterback and he gets two really good blocks from his offensive lineman and he doesn't get touched and runs 50 yards straight down the field. Those are his best runs, and it's easier for the offensive line. It's easier for Lexington Thomas because the defense has to commit one, if not two, guys just worried about Armani pulling it and running around the edge. So it absolutely helps Lexington Thomas to have Armani Rodgers over there. It's like, oh, yeah, he's 6'4", and he's going to try to run over your linebacker. That's what his style is. Like, that's right. What he's going to do. So, yeah, you guys need to commit a linebacker and a safety to him.
There you go. That is Tyler Bischoff. Technically Correct is his show, 10 a.m. here on the station. You're hearing him now as part of Cofield & Company. We've inherited him as part of the company now that he's over here. So you can hear all these great local takes. We'll get into some of the defense, what we saw the other night out of the UNLV defense at the scrimmage. Also, other local sports talk sports topics as well. Excuse me. We'll talk a little VGK. The TV schedule is out, what they've done in the offseason. Also, maybe a quick update on what is going on with the basketball team as well, some recruiting news and some other things we prepare for another UNLV basketball season down the road. Cofield & Company, Adam Hill and Tyler Bischoff here with you as we continue on a Tuesday.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Consumer alert! Consumer alert!
Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. There's an extremely insane computer infection called Zeus ZBot, infecting hundreds of thousands of computers across the world. This infection is super malicious because it puts you in danger by recording every keystroke you make into your computer, stealing your confidential information, including your banking passwords. You could be infected and never know until you have all your money sucked out of your bank account. At PC Laptops, we can help. If you think you've been infected or just want to be safe, please bring in your PC, no matter what brand it is, into any one of our locations right now, and we'll scan it for free. Why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at OneNevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Presenting the all-new three-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made, with room for up to eight. Choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent Premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary.
Test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. SubaruLasVegas.com.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Hot roads that are going to be wet and slick. There is no more important time of year to make sure that your tires are up for the task. If they're not, it's time for Smart Tires, the only company in Las Vegas that can offer you four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin. Balancing and mounting all included. So call today, 739-TIRE. Easier yet, take care of everything online at smarttires.com.
This season, get in the game with the William Hill Pro Pick'em Football Contest. Just pick the winning teams, no point spreads, and take home your share of $300,000 in cash prizes. For a $25 entry fee, less than $2 a week, you'll be picking for your share of $10,000 in weekly prizes. Back for 2018, get to 200 season wins and stake your claim to a $100,000 cash bonus. Register today as Week 1 picks must be in by kickoff on Sunday, September 9th. For more details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
PTs, Sean Patrick's, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar are the place to host your fantasy football draft this season. Every draft party includes a free draft kit, free Wi-Fi, and the most competitive food and drink packages in town. Enjoy Las Vegas' best award-winning happy hour, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. For more information, visit PTEGLV.com or download the PTs mobile app to contact your favorite tavern and book your party today. PTs Taverns, real, local, play.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. If I owned an NFL team, I would circulate a memo. What you do and say on your own time wearing your own clothes is your business. My business is selling tickets to people to watch football games. But if your behavior while you are on my dime and wearing my uniform insults and offends my ticket-buying customers, then your behavior becomes my business. Therefore, all players will stand at attention on the sidelines and pay proper respect during flag and national anthem presentation. Any player failing to do so will be benched immediately and traded to the worst team in the league at my earliest convenience. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
Now, back to Cofield and Company in the Finley Toyota Studios.
Here at Cofield and Company, Adam Hill, Tyler Bischoff.
That didn't happen.
Technically correct earlier in the day. Listen to him at 10 a.m. Get your day started right here with our local programming. We literally just talked about this. Your first break, you get on the board.
That's okay.
Well, I think you'll be fine because I don't, you know, if you're not doing it on your show and keeping track of it yourself, you'll probably be okay.
Wait, yeah, am I supposed to? I know there's no rules, and this is just going to end in me saying there's no rules.
I feel like the rule is that as soon as McKinnell is ahead for sure, then we just end it.
Just call it then.
Yeah, call it then. I think that's how we're going to play this. It was the first break.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
Gotta be careful.
I've got one. Who am I tied with?
Me.
Oh.
And Steve, actually.
That's impressive.
Yeah, but mine was, to be fair, and again, with the no rules, mine was at like 7:30, an hour and a half after the show had ended. I came in here and had a conversation with somebody, and I absolutely did curse an hour and a half after the show. And I was like, okay, I mean, I'll take it. It's crazy.
But why were you here an hour and a half after the show? Go home.
I'm always here working.
Go home.
Getting stuff done. So we roll in the afternoons. So yes, Tyler is on the board now. He's officially part of the company because he's cursing. We were talking UNLV football, but I did want to squeeze this in real quick too, because I didn't know. You mentioned a story to me, and I was like, okay, maybe we'll get to that. And then you actually show up wearing an Ole Miss shirt.
Yeah.
So it tells me you absolutely want to talk about the ridiculous Ole Miss mascot.
Yeah, I went to Ole Miss, by the way.
Okay.
For anybody who doesn't know. Yeah, two things you should know for this. I went to Ole Miss. Most mascots are terrifying. Ole Miss introduced a new mascot.
So you went to a school with the Rebels.
Yes.
As a mascot, and then now you work covering a school of the Rebels.
Yes, and they both have some loose connection to a shark, and Jalon Kendrick played basketball at both schools, and I covered an Ole Miss and a UNLV team with Jalon Kendrick.
Wow, that's quite a bit of trivia from your past, for sure. But why is the shark the Ole Miss mascot now, the land shark?
Land sharks. I think it was like 2008. Their defense for football. Their defense was given the nickname by a player of land sharks because they were swarming and hunting on the defensive side of the ball.
This sounds awful.
Yeah, I don't think they were very good that year. But it basically comes from a celebration where you take your hand just flat out and put it up at your forehead.
I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah, to make it a fin on top of your head. And so that was the celebration, land sharks. Marshall Henderson is the one who really popularized it.
For sure.
Because that's when Ole Miss was on the national stage with Marshall Henderson running around. And yeah, so it took off as far as just all of the sports teams at Ole Miss doing it, calling themselves the Land Sharks, and they finally decided to adopt the mascot. We can do like an entire hour on like Ole Miss mascot history.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of racism going on there. Because they used to have Colonel Reb, who's like, oh, that guy kind of looks like he's a slave owner, and that's what you guys have as a mascot. And they finally got rid of it. Everybody there's mad, still mad about that. You go to an Ole Miss game, you'll see stickers and shirts that says Colonel Reb is my mascot.
We've dealt with the same thing here. People are still not happy that the newspaper changed from the Rebel Yell.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just not the same. Nobody cares about the student newspaper.
Well, it launched my career. I feel, you know,
the fan base does not care about the Scarlet and Gray Free Press.
Definitely, that is definitely true. But they are still going to be the Rebels.
Yeah, right? They're still the Rebels. Always, like, they had a black bear mascot just a few years ago. Like my freshman year,
black bear mascot.
My freshman year at Ole Miss, because so they got rid of Colonel Reb early 2000s, but they didn't have a mascot until 2010, and we got to vote on what the next mascot would be, and Black Bear won the vote. Why? I don't know. Black bears live in some forest in Mississippi, allegedly. So that's what it was for a few years. The Black Bear was great to me, but just everyone hated it simply because it was replacing their beloved Colonel Reb. So everyone hated it. It finally got taken away just because it was nobody wanted to be around the mascot. And they've been a couple years without a mascot now. Now they've got a shark who looks terrifying. Oh, it's a terrible mascot. Like, the idea of a land shark, I'm on board with.
It's not terrifying.
Yeah, yeah, no, this is a terrifying. Like, if you had a nightmare and a human-looking thing popped up with that shark face, you would be horrified.
But it looks like it has, like, eyelashes on.
Yeah, some sort of, like, skin wrinkles, and it's very terrible. It's a terrible shark mascot.
Okay. You'll take Hey Reb over the shark?
Have you seen Hey Reb recently?
Yeah.
They, like, modified his face. He looks like he's always scared of something. Like, he's always in a state of he just walked in on his parents having sex. Like, that's what Hey Reb's face looks like all of the time now.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's fitting. I mean, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of success.
So will his facial expressions change if UNLV makes the NCAA tournament?
He's terrified of, like, Boise State. I mean, I think it's fair.
Okay, yeah. I mean, they updated him sort of at the same time they updated the logo overall, so it's just all bad now. But the worst is Little Reb. Little Reb is the worst. That inflatable demon,
I'm not
that
a
thing
fan.
Just hops around following you, ready to strike at any moment.
So what is more horrifying, the iterations of the Hey Reb mascot or the UNLV defense?
Which one, football or basketball?
Football.
Oh, football ones. The football defense is worse.
But they won the scrimmage.
No, they didn't. They just didn't have to tackle the two good players.
Okay, well, that's
fair. They got to touch Armani Rogers, and Lexington Thomas had, like, two carries, and then he was done. Like, that was it. UNLV's offense is good because those two guys are hard to tackle, and the defense didn't have to tackle them.
Okay. So there should be no – when I said the other day the positive of Armani Rogers struggling was that, well, the defense didn't look as bad as we feared it might, you said, hold on.
Yeah, yeah. Big time, hold on. Yeah, absolutely. Because, the two things UNLV's good at is nobody can tackle those two guys, and they didn't have to tackle those two guys.
I did feel they've got a lot of size on the defensive line, but it's not, like, good size, if you know what I mean.
They've got a lot of bodies now that they wanted. Like, Tony Sanchez is like, oh, I finally got eight guys I can rotate in there. He's like, we've only had, like, three good guys, and we've had to play four in the past. But now he's like, I got eight I can rotate in there. So we'll see how much depth matters for the defensive line.
I feel like their size was just getting really pushed off the ball a lot, but somehow they were still making plays. I don't know.
UNLV does have a good offensive line, too. Like, they've got one of the better offensive lines in the conference. So if they're getting pushed around by UNLV's offensive line, that might not mean as much. But, the defense, nothing the defense does is going to be dominant. It's more about just don't be the worst in the country. Like, just kind of try to get to right below average, and that'll be good enough.
Is there any hope for you that they will be good enough to do that? To be, like, say, middle of the pack of the conference?
Not really. I mean, you look, the linebackers are the same. The defensive backs are kind of the same. They've got the transfer from Arizona State they're hoping is eligible. He could potentially be a talent upgrade. But, like, if you just look at the talent, there's not much. maybe Tim Skipper's a new defensive coordinator and you get some rejuvenation just from a new mindset, new eyes on it, but the talent just isn't there defensively.
Oh, very optimistic future for UNLV football coming.
They're going
Tyler.
To a bowl game. That's still going to happen.
That would be a big step. That's a good barometer for the progress that they could be making, and the facility is on the way, which we've been talking about for about 6 years now, and it should be here soon. And
only one story help. Though. Only one floor. Can't commit to two floors.
Everything has to find. You have to find a negative.
I just said they're going to a bowl game.
Yeah, but the only one floor on the facility.
Oh, well, you brought up the. That's just an easy joke. That was just too easy.
I know it is. Well, I think maybe the elimination of the barber chairs too.
Like, no, that's on the first floor. That's okay. Staying. That is here to stay. Well, we need that.
That's good. That's encouraging.
How are they
going
to get any recruits if they don't have a barber chair in their facility?
That's what I was wondering. I thought it was on the second floor. So
I'm amazed they've
now.
Had anybody commit until they had that.
Good stuff. All right, you can hear that and so much more local stuff with technically correct. I can't even say technically correct correctly. 10 a.m. here on the station with Tyler Bischoff. We are going to get back into some local stuff, but we do want to talk some Carolina Panthers next, and we'll do that when we come back.
Continue the Cofield and Company conversation on Facebook. Friend us at ESPN Las Vegas.
Imagine living in a place where your daily commute is a walk in the park. In cities, suburbs, and small towns, people want to use their cars less and their feet more. Sound like wishful thinking? Take the step you can count on to lead to results. Work with your local planning office and plan to walk more in your future. Learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Searching for help with Dachshund Reading.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Information on hot water heating.
No, Sarah's bright, but when she's reading, she has trouble sounding out the words.
World music, playing track now.
No.
Let me try. Our daughter gets confused about which details in a story are important.
Which paper towels are most absorbent?
What?
Here are 5 product reviews.
Why are you not getting me?
See, I told you.
Wait. I was trying to show you how Sarah feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
It's Cofield and Company.
I mentioned it before, but I'm gonna just tell you, I need things around me just like this wall. I know you probably ask yourself, like, why this wall is just so basic? But it never changed on me. It's the same wall every single day. I like that. And I need things, people around me. It's like this wall. Ain't gonna change the walls. Same sign, same color.
Cam Newton, come back. What was that from? That was from his Instagram, Twitter. He put that out the other day. Good stuff from Cam Newton. And he is a big, big fan of Kelvin Benjamin. We learned that this week. We'll find out what else we learned about the Carolina Panthers from their preseason opener or what we can expect from them with Molly Cotton at Molly ESPN 730. You can follow her on Twitter. How you doing?
I'm doing well, just trying to keep up with Cam and all the shade being thrown around here in Carolina. How are you guys?
We are doing good, Molly. Before we get into Cam Newton, I have one important question for you. How big of a deal is it that the Panthers are putting their logo at midfield this year?
Yeah, apparently it's a pretty big deal, and they're teasing it hard as well.
Now, back to Cofield and Company in the Finley Toyota Studios.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Sorry,
you guys got me?
We had some technical, technical issues going on there. Yeah, so, sorry about that. We lost you for a moment. We apologize. But, we did want to get into what was going on this weekend or I guess it was last week now, but I'm very fascinated still by the Cam Newton-Kelvin Benjamin thing. Kelvin Benjamin, I thought, was very interesting that all of a sudden now he's gone and he finds the need to talk trash about Cam Newton. When that first came out, before we get into like the confrontation and everything else that happened, what was the reaction of of that even happening. Why would he even say that, and what was the reaction in Carolina?
Yeah, it's just weird, right? I mean, you hear, like, Cam Newton, it's not like he's known for his accuracy. It's not like that's one of his strengths, and we know that here in Carolina, but it's more so the messenger that you have a problem with. Kelvin Benjamin, a great rookie year, and that's about it. Like, he had a great training camp in 2015. He came in lean until, unfortunately, he tore his ACL, missed that season, and was never really that solid number one wide receiver in Carolina. So if you have maybe a different messenger, like a solid number one wide receiver on the team who left the franchise, and you're trying to talk about Cam Newton being inaccurate, then that's maybe a different story. Then the national news is, how inaccurate is Cam Newton? Not about... you know, Kelvin Benjamin, a wide receiver that's now with the Bills, who, by the way, didn't do a whole lot, and now you're talking about the wide receiver that's going to be with Josh Allen or A.J. McCarron, whoever they have going on in Buffalo right now, and just kind of calling Cam Newton unintelligent or acting like he doesn't have a high football IQ. You know, Cam did well for you. I know Greg Olsen came out and stood up for Cam, saying that I've had the best years of my career here, and a lot of that is because of Cam Newton.
So we see what happens on the field after, you know, these comments are made, Cam approaches him. Are you surprised that that's how Cam chose to approach this situation? I mean, to me, he was going up there giving him a chance to answer for what he said, and I think Kelvin Benjamin's response was, I don't want to talk to you. I already said what I had to say. But it looked very awkward on the field. Are you surprised that's how Cam handled it?
Honestly, I thought it would be more of like a shady social media, petty little back and forth. So I'm glad that they didn't stoop to the level of NBA players, because they're a little bit too petty in my book. So I actually appreciate and like the fact that Cam tried to face him, head on or face to face, and had a confrontation, if you will, at that point, but trying to get something out. Now, there's, of course, the other side of things where, yeah, Cam Newton sought out the cameras. He likes the cameras. He wanted everyone to see it. But I think in the end, I appreciate Cam trying to have a face-to-face type of conversation rather than throwing the shade back and forth on Instagram or Twitter and kind of the subtweets and everything that we see in the social media day and age right now. And I think KB just kind of looks bad. Like, here you are coming out and saying these things negative about Cam Newton, and he's trying to have a conversation with you to stand up for himself, and you're deciding right now that, yeah, nah, now's not the time. Now I don't want to talk about it because it's a face-to-face confrontation.
So you mean if we follow you at Molly, the ESPN 730, we're not going to get pettiness?
I'm more of a head-on, just kind of tell you like it is. I'm not really into the subtweets. I can't really throw my trash around in 240 characters or less.
That's all I do.
I need to take lessons from you. Yeah, I need to take lessons from you. I'm not great at it. I'm more just blunt and to the point, right to your face.
Oh, that's good. I'm absolutely not. I'm very passive aggressive. I will turn to Twitter and try to go at people just for the smallest of things if they go after me for one thing. It very much consumes my life. It's not good. You should take lessons from me.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very healthy. You may want to find a therapist.
No, that is my therapist.
Twitter's always therapy.
Yes, for sure, no question. But I do, like, you brought it up. I'll go back to it. You don't like when NBA players go completely just under...
No!
They just take shots at each other?
Yeah, no, I don't. And I know people love it. I know that people are so entertained by it. But I can't handle it. Like, grow up. I can't handle the subtweets or liking an Instagram post. And then, of course, all of us, the media and radio hosts, make an entire segment, and I'm one of them, so I'm not throwing you guys under the bus, make an entire segment of, oh, so-and-so had this to say in somebody's comment. What does it actually mean? And, yeah, I'm not into it. Like, the pettiness of NBA is next level for me. I need a little bit more maturity, maybe.
An entire segment.
And that sounds so boring. I promise I'm way more fun in real life.
No, I'm sure. You said an entire segment. I think we've done entire weeks breaking down what emojis mean.
Well, it's August now, so we've reached the point of almost real sports, but I don't blame you. It comes July or maybe June, and we're struggling for any content.
Well, okay, so we are getting... It is August, so it means we're getting close to the NFL season. There's a lot of other things going on, you know, with, you know, off-the-field stuff, the confrontations. We like that a lot. But there is, you know, it is time to prepare for a season. So is Cam Newton... The fact that... I'm fine with him, you know, doing the approaching Kelvin Benjamin and dealing with it in the game. It just, you know, it was a great moment, I thought, but he's still kind of talking about this. Is this reaching the point where it could be a distraction?
Yeah, now I'm over it. Like, he kind of, I think it should have been done on the football field, and now Cam, you know, now he's on to Instagram and Twitter. Like, you don't need to drag it out anymore. Again, we're talking about a Buffalo Bills team, which isn't going to make the playoffs, unfortunately, after ending their drought last season. Maybe Josh Allen did play better in the first preseason game that we all expected. But you're, again, talking about a Kelvin Benjamin that hasn't been that guy everybody wanted to be since he was drafted in Carolina. For the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton, you have a lot more to lose at this point. You don't need to be getting distracted this early on by, there it is, the pettiness.
Right. So on the field stuff, we talked about Cam. I think McCaffrey is a very interesting story for this year going into a second year. He put up good numbers, especially in the receiving game last year. What is his role going to be this year? How much will they expand him? And are they worried about increasing it too much with durability concerns?
I love Christian McCaffrey, and it's funny because it feels like you fall on either side with Christian McCaffrey here in Carolina. Is that, you know, there's those of us that really like Christian McCaffrey and his skill set and the potential of him, and there's other people that don't think he was worth necessarily the eighth overall pick. And I know Ron Rivera and North Turner has talked a lot about how many carries Christian McCaffrey is going to get, and you can expect him to be more of a focal point in the offense. And I wasn't really buying into that, really, because I like C.J. Anderson that much and that signing that they had over the offseason from the Denver Broncos. But I buy into Christian McCaffrey really kind of being that focal point of the offense. And he had 200 carries last year. I think you can see that go up. We've obviously seen his pass-catching ability. I think the knock on him was last year during training camp. He saw the 15-second videos of him just juking out Luke Kuechly and making guys break their ankles. And you didn't see that when it actually got to the regular season. But I do think you see more of that from Christian McCaffrey. And I think he's kind of that breakout player for Carolina this year heading into his second season.
So what is the ceiling for the Panthers this season?
Man, it's tough because it's almost like, well, what's the ceiling for the Atlanta Falcons and New Orleans Saints? Because that looks like a pretty high ceiling for this season as well. And I think that's where Carolina finds themselves, is you could go 10-6 and still not make the playoffs, not just because of the division of the NFC South, but the NFC as a whole. It is so top-heavy, so talented at the top of the NFC, but it's all going to come down to the division. And a Carolina Panthers team that got swept 3 times last year to the New Orleans Saints, I don't see that happening again, right? Hopefully they can steal one of those against the Saints. So I think Carolina will be good this year, but I think the Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints are just that much better. I don't actually think Carolina makes the playoffs, and a lot of that comes down to the defense and the major secondary concerns there are here with the Panthers and going up against quarterbacks like Matt Ryan and Drew Brees.
Jonathan Stewart is gone. Was he there for like 35 years?
Yeah, it felt like it. And Marty Herney paid him like he wanted to be there even longer. So it's kind of shocking that he wasn't, that he didn't stick around with the Panthers. But it was time to move on, and I think they got a good one in C.J. Anderson.
All right, just last thing we talked about, you know, you don't think they're going to make the playoffs, particularly with, you know, the division they play in is very difficult. What is the final record for the Carolina Panthers when the season's over?
I'm going to be too basic if I go 10-6, right? But mm-hmm. I'll go 10-6. I'll just be basic. Go 10-6.
You know what? That is fine. That's a good prediction. But I will say, go find somebody on Twitter that makes fun of that and really go after them.
Okay. I'll look up you guys. I'll take some notes. And then you guys can come back to me, report on my pettiness and how good I did.
Okay. I like that. And the best thing is find somebody that makes fun of you that gets a spelling error on there. It's wonderful.
Okay, yeah, like they don't know the there, and there.
Yeah,
I love those.
It's perfect.
Okay,
that's great stuff.
All right, great.
Thanks so much, Molly Cotton. You can follow her at MollyESPN730. Go follow her. She's going to get petty for you guys, so make sure you go follow her and find out what she is. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Thanks very much. Apologize to you guys for the technical difficulties at the beginning. That was my fault. I apologize. So, good stuff from her. Did she get the answer out about the mascot, the logo? I didn't even hear.
They're teasing it a lot, but it's going to happen.
Okay.
That's what
good.
We got there.
There we go. Well, good. We got that. All right.
By the way, I'm going to make you come on Technically Correct once a week and do Twitter tips with Adam Hill.
Oh, it'd be great. I love it. It's really, it is really my passion, no question about it. I also have a passion of having surprise things on the show. I guess that's
yeah. I'm worried I'm getting hazed next.
It's not going to be too bad. Don't worry. We do have a surprise for Tyler. Might not be great, but it'll be all right. We'll get to that. Tyler Bischoff in on Cofield and Company with Adam Hill. Be back after this.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
The best time to see a Kia is during Kia America's Best Value Summer Clearance. Going on now at Findlay Kia. Come in and enjoy our great selection, great prices, and no-hassle sales experience. Come see a Kia. Findlay Kia on Sahara, just west of Decatur. Findlay Kia.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. You know, Chuck, people think that a short-term loan is, like, really expensive.
That's simply not the case. These are short-term loans, and normally just for a few weeks. We only charge a daily interest. So if you need the loan for a week, a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out.
Does it cost anything to apply, or doc fees, or early payoff fees?
Not at all. How about this? You come in on a Monday, borrow $500 to pay your rent, because your landlord charges $125 late fee.
Okay, I'm with you.
At Dollar Loan Center, that loan would only cost you $2.75 a day in interest. If you need the money for just 4 days and you get paid that Friday, you'd pay $11 in interest. Really, 11 bucks. You do the math.
We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on biweekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
At Universal Men's Clinic, we focus on helping men suffering from low testosterone or ED. If you often feel low energy, have a decrease in your libido, or difficulty in the bedroom, you may have a treatable medical condition. These symptoms occur in many men over the age of 30. The medical staff at Universal Men's Clinic will evaluate your diagnosis and blood test to determine what medical treatments are available for you.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki for Universal Men's Clinic, where they specialize in treating erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. With modern medicine and the latest technology, patients experience a high level of care.
Come in for an office visit. For those with a treatable condition, the medical staff will create a customized treatment plan, including monitoring your progress in a professional and confidential atmosphere. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Dent Pro Mobile Paintless Dent Removal will send out a licensed, certified tech. Prices start at $99 a dent with discounts on multiple dents. Visit DentProLasVegas.com or call 702-368-3368 to schedule today.
Hey everyone, Ed Graney from the Press Box here. Listen, Jay Dimes, the intern, just gave me this script to read for MyPillow, but I don't need it. MyPillow has changed my life and it's going to change yours. I tossed and turned trying to get in the right position to get some rest. I would stack two or three pillows, then throw them off the bed and lay on the mattress. Nothing worked. Then I found MyPillow, and my sleep trouble, my tossing and turning, my neck pain all went away. This isn't some fad or gimmicky product. MyPillow works, and if you care about getting a good night's sleep, you need to buy one now. And here's the best part. For just about the price of one MyPillow, you can now get four pillows. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code PRESSBOX, or call 1-800-948-1199. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for half off. And the deal comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. I said 10 years and 60 days, folks. Come on! That's MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special and enter promo code PRESSBOX or call 1-800-948-1192. Sleep better, everyone!
Join the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Las Vegas on Thursday, August 16th for their fall mixer at Bandita Latin Kitchen and Cantina. Located near the Howard Hughes Center, this night of food, fun, and philanthropy goes from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. with 20% off food and beverage purchases to benefit families with sick or injured children. Plus, you'll have a chance to win amazing raffle prizes that night. More information, visit rmhlv.org.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Back to Cofield and Company at the Finley Toyota Studios.
Well, it is Cofield and Company on this Tuesday. Adam Hill in for Steve Cofield. Tyler Bischoff along as well. You can hear him every day, 10 a.m. technically correct here on the station. It, actually, 10 a.m. is technically correct, and it's the name of the show right here on the station. So tune in. We've been playing a lot of his clips to kind of introduce you guys to him. We wanted to have you have him in here so you could hear him just kind of interact and have a good time with us. So hopefully that's happening.
Yeah, and get on some board where I might have to buy somebody dinner at some indeterminate time.
At some indeterminate place, too.
Yeah.
Could be anything. It could be a very fancy restaurant. It could be a very expensive restaurant. It could be a very cheap place. Nobody knows. It's very vague. So we still have a couple things to get into, but we do have some real serious business to attend to right now. A lot of controversy around the station already. You've come in and already made enemies. I mean, I don't know how that's possible. I mean, I know I'm hated by everyone here, but I've been here a long time to kind of establish myself in that way. I thought it would take you longer, but it's already happened.
Who hates me?
I don't know if it's hate. There's some simmering feelings of resentment, maybe. Did you unveil a logo of some sort for your show?
I created a logo, yes. Oh, this is good. There's a computer blocking our face here.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable. Well, so you created a logo.
Yes.
And you're using it. It's fine. It's like the, you know, UNLV defensive line.
No, it's a little better than that.
It's not terrible.
It's like Jovan Mooring.
Okay.
It's like Microsoft Paint. That's how you should do it.
Hold on.
I like Microsoft Paint.
Settle down.
They just deleted it off the software.
Relax, Young Schwab.
All right.
Relax.
Down, Tiger.
So you have a logo. It's fine. It's serviceable. Young Schwab, the fantastic intern, the MVP of interns, no question about it. He did a really nice thing, took it upon himself. I think he... What did you do? You just went out and you designed your own logo for him, right?
So Cofield asked me, he said that we got a new show coming on called Technically Correct. And he says, you know, we want you to create a logo. You're pretty good with graphic design. So I said, okay, great. So I reached out to Tyler and I said, you know, what'd you have in mind? I can give you four designs. And so I sent him four designs his way. All he said was, I'm going to be covering Las Vegas sports. Just make it Vegas themed.
Okay.
So I made mine black, white, and gold because I thought of VGK, obviously, the first thing. So I sent him four options. I thought were pretty decent. I'm not going to toot my own horn here, but I thought they were pretty good. And I sent it to him, and I think maybe 10 minutes later, I couldn't tell you the time difference. I get an email back from Tyler saying, it's all good. We got a logo.
This is not how this went down.
And he sends me something I'm assuming he made on the 2007 version of Microsoft Paint.
Wow. Shots fired.
It just has a silver background with Technically Correct with Tyler Bischoff. And then three arbitrary colors. I was trying to think, the German, Belgium flag?
Well, I think it's UNLV for one. The red for UNLV.
Brown is a UNLV color.
I would
color.
Think the gold for the Golden Knights.
That's not gold.
And there's black for the Raiders?
It is the exact colors of the Golden Knights.
That's not... You can't even... I'm speechless, Tyler. Yeah. You can't.
Adam got it right.
I got it. I'm looking at it from far away.
From
I got
those
it.
Three lines, I think of the German flag. I think of the Belgian flag.
I mean, I can see the German flag kind of in there, but I can tell right away.
We're not doing a radio show in Germany, so
that's what I'm saying, right? So why would you put their flag on your logo?
But I did say I will say right away. Now, I got it. I think only because like I know it has Las Vegas in the radio station logo, so you could tell. But I mean, I just kind of know where you were going, so I got it. I don't know if right away you'd look at that and say, oh, UNLV, Vegas Golden Knights, Raiders.
Yeah, that's okay. I should have, just like UNLV, put out a little graphic with it to explain everything. Should I do that too?
With the new logo, which was the worst logo of all time. All right, what was the... I'm more concerned. Your logo's fine. What was the problem with Young Schwab's logo?
Okay,
logos?
So the real timeline of what happened here. Get an email. Four logo options here. Do I like any of them? I liked the third one. But I didn't like the font in it, and I asked if we could change the font. 24 hours later, haven't heard anything. I'm trying to get my show onto iTunes, and the only thing we're waiting on is a logo. Okay. So I go ahead and make my own logo so we can get it on iTunes.
See, this is different. See, you didn't respond to an email?
So I didn't respond to an email because I was out of town.
Oh,
all right.
Boy.
And also, I came back the morning I came back into town. I said, hey, Tyler, I just wanted to reconnect about the logos. Is there anything you want me to change or improve or we can adjust?
You already posted it at that point?
Yep. By that point, it had been sent off.
You already settled on his logo. A key word there is settled.
Okay, that's good.
That's fine. I'm fine with settled. I want it on iTunes. I care more about iTunes than the logo.
I mean,
your new show. You got almost.
Nah, it's a radio
listeners.
Show. We're not throwing this on a helmet or anything. We just got to get it on iTunes here.
Yeah, yeah. But you can always change the logos. You can always improve upon them. So let me just ask you: is this the logo you're going to stick for life, for the duration of the Technically Correct Show? This is your logo.
I don't know. Maybe. Well, no. When an NBA team comes, we'll have to add a fourth bar.
Yeah, we'll have to add another stripe.
for their color.
Well, wow. I mean, I feel, first of all, I mean, that's sexist. There's already a WNBA team. You could have included them.
Well, their color's already on there.
It doesn't really stand out. I mean, you've got representations of UNLV, of the Golden Knights, of the Raiders. No aces? No neon for lights?
Yeah, that's the disappointing part on my end, because I love the lights. And there is no Las Vegas lights on there, so.
It's disappointing. Well, yeah. So can you ever change the logo on iTunes, or you're good with that?
I don't actually know the rules. I think so, but yeah.
Maybe we can continue working on this. Well, first of all, we're coming up with one for our show, though, I think.
Yes.
Okay. So
we'll have a new logo for the.
So we're working on that. So I think that's priority. First of all,
should I suggest colored bars?
No,
okay.
That's your thing. We're not going to do that. I would say we are thrilled with some of the design work and some of the stuff that you've done for us. So you know what we were trying to be nice. No more. You're only doing stuff for us.
You know,
screw everybody else in this building.
I appreciate that, Adam. Right? Not everybody gets a piece of the Schwab. All right. Whole pies just for Cofield and Company. It's off reserve. You can't put me in the lunchroom and just have it gone in 5 minutes.
All right? We appreciate that. Good stuff. And we will definitely have a new one coming soon. I think people will very much like it. I don't think we're going to design our own in the meantime and just kind of, you know, slide it in somewhere.
You should,
though. We're going to wait.
To make my point, though, people listening, does anybody know what the current Cofield and Company logo looks like?
Yes.
You guys do. You work on the show, Chrissy. Get it together.
I don't.
Here. Yeah, see? Who cares about radio stations?
I
just want it on iTunes.
That goes out with every episode title. It's like if you go to the link on the podcast, that logo shows up. People know the logo.
Okay.
The Cofield and Company.
That's
like
true.
Every show has its own logo. So it's pretty prominent, and it's what shows up. Not only on iTunes, but when you tweet out the episodes.
So I tend to listen to the show live, so I don't really.
Do you now? I would never have guessed.
From right here, I have a great seat to listen to it, so I don't really see it up on the podcast page as much. But maybe I'll start looking at it more to see the logo. You know what? When our new logo is unveiled, that's when I'll start looking at it more on the podcast page, really admiring the work. It, you know, while you're not appreciated by everybody, some people absolutely enjoy what you do.
Can we tweet out my logo compared to
very smart? That was what
which one was it? Option 3.
Yes.
Did I jump this? I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I'm
that's
sorry.
What we're going to set up next. So you're a radio pro.
I'm
you know
sorry.
What you're doing. So yes, we'll have a poll. Which logo is better? Will you adhere to the results though?
Is like I don't know how changeable it is. I'll have to ask that
okay.
question.
All right, that's fair.
It's very changeable.
But yeah,
we live in the 21st century. The button.
I mean, my show's not even on iTunes yet. Like, I don't know
it's
if it's changeable.
The whole problem with the logo was getting it on iTunes.
Yeah, yeah. You got to submit it to iTunes
yeah, it's like
with the logo,
on Twitter.
And then
it's
like so many business days before iTunes gets it together and responds. It's on like Google Podcasts. They're ready to go, but not iTunes.
Do you know how hard it is to go through the verification process on Twitter? Oh no, you guys would. Never mind. It's fine.
Isn't that closed now though?
I'm joking. Yeah, it is. That's why we're in. That's why we're in early. It's great. But yes, it's the same. You have to submit it. You have to wait. You actually have to change your profile picture to actually a professional headshot for a while. Which
you
is
do.
Weird.
That's
oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has to be professional headshot.
Yes. Yeah, that's the rules.
Who determines professional headshot?
Twitter.
Somebody at Twitter
somebody
is like, this is
job.
Not a professional
somebody
headshot.
Somebody at Twitter's job is to sit there and say, no, not, that's not it. That's not a good one. It doesn't work. All right, so we got through a lot of good local stuff. We worked through some issues here at the station. Everybody's hopefully back on the same page. We're going to have a poll question up, which logo is better, for sure. But tell people what they'll hear once again on your show and when they can find it and how to find you online.
10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Tomorrow we got Jesse Granger and Colin Miller of the Golden Knights. Just Colin Miller of the Golden Knights. Jesse Granger's not of the Golden Knights.
He wants to be on the Golden
he
Knights.
He does. He thinks he's goalie number four. And, yes. and he might honestly be if they had one more injury. It might have been Jesse Granger. That'll be tomorrow, so a lot of Golden Knights. We had Mike Grimala on today. We did a ton of UNLV. It's all lvsportsnetwork.com. Hopefully it's all on iTunes by the end of the week.
Look for his logo, and then you'll be
yeah, it's a good logo. You'll know it, and you'll say, that's what I want to listen to.
There you go. Great stuff. We appreciate it. Hopefully, Young Schwab will bounce back from that. It was very devastating, but it is a big day for him. We've got a lot of topics that he's going to talk about. We are excited to hear what he has to say. Magnum's coming in as well. We'll let Tyler get out of here and, you know, kind of shake his head and think about what just happened for this last hour. I don't know what's going on, but we do appreciate the time. Thanks, and make sure you listen to Tyler's show, 10 a.m., technically correct here on the station. Come back. What's trending? Young Schwab is going to have a lot to say.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.